Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Kirby Elkins was sentenced Tuesday to almost 15 years in prison for assaulting and attempting to burn his father to death at his Clarkton home in 2023. Elkins entered pleas of guilty to assault with a deadly weapon with inflicting serious injury with intent to kill, first-degree burglary, and attempted first-degree arson. The action took place in Blake County Superior Court. Elkins allegedly stabbed his father, headbutted him in the face, and tried to set him on fire after he broke into the victim's home. Chief Douglas Ipock is retiring from the Wayville Police Department. Ipock announced his retirement Tuesday at City Council. He's been with the city for 5 years. The Craven County native will retire in February with 30 years total in law enforcement. A Taber City man will not face charges after being one of the drivers of three vehicles that struck and killed Jerome McMillan on October 26th. The Highway Patrol said Intrell Moore contacted authorities and said he thought he struck an animal that was in the roadway in the early morning death. Troopers are still looking for two other motorists in the case. Gambling continues to be popular in North Carolina, and it's paying off big for the state government. During October, the State Lottery Commission took in $612 million gross on online gambling. Players took home $560 million in payouts. The state collected $8.7 million in tax revenue from wagers. New Hanover County's Board of Elections may be facing legal action after hundreds of votes remain uncounted going into Friday's state-ordered canvass. Nearly 4,000 absentee and provisional ballots remain to be counted. The state Supreme Court justice race between Allison Riggs and Jefferson Griffin could be affected by the late ballot. The dry spell is continuing across our area, and that means the fire danger is increasing. The pattern is expected to continue throughout the month, which November is normally one of the driest months of the year, according to the Forest Service. Currently, we are rated as being in abnormally dry conditions. No burn bans have been issued, but officials are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning right now, even your backyard fire pit. Just be careful. Make sure you've got firefighting tools, water, and a cell phone close at hand. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday, starting at noon. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the YEP training class at 2:30. The bench show at 3:30 and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. The grand prize this year is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The four winners with the highest scores in the 7 o'clock hunt will go back out for a final cast to determine who wins the grand prize. The event is free for all youth and includes meals and snacks. They'll even loan you a coonhound if you just want to try it out and don't have one of your own. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. Transformation Church is hosting their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. through the month of November. It's located at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday in December, beginning December 6th. It will be at 7 p.m. nightly. The shoots will be held through December 23rd at the park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.